Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There are many Americans who feel embarrassed about their weight in one place or another. That includes in healthcare settings. WBUR's Hafsa Qureshi says it starts with that routine weight check on the doctor's scale.
Come back here. We're going to go to exam room two. Okay, so right in here.
When you visit a doctor's office for a checkup, one of the first things you're asked to do is to step on a scale.
When the scale hits zero, I'm going to have you step on it.
This may not seem like a big deal, but some health experts and patients say these routine weigh-ins can be harmful.
When I would get weighed in, my first instinct when I would hear the number, I would get really upset.
That's Rachel Estapa. She's the creator of More to Love Yoga, a Somerville studio that emphasizes body acceptance. She's lived in a plus-sized body for most of her life.
When I was age six, a note taken from a physical was 5 pounds over the suggested weight. And that's when they started to put me on diets. I was 6 years old.
Ever since then, she says all of her doctor's visits have revolved around her weight, regardless of the reason she's gone in for care. And it's made her dread going to the doctor. Research shows she's not alone in that.
We know from research on weight stigma that people do avoid healthcare and going to medical appointments for fear of being stigmatized, but also because they don't want to be weighed.
Rebecca Poole is a research psychologist at the University of Connecticut and a leading expert in weight bias, specifically in the healthcare field. Poole says when patients face stigma, like being shamed to lose weight, it can actually have the opposite effect.
They have a much higher likelihood of engaging in maladaptive eating behaviors and increasing food intake. It also increases physiological stress, which can contribute to weight gain.
This is why some clinicians now advocate the use of what's called weight-inclusive medical care.
Focusing on the chief complaint, the reason a patient is in the office today, is generally my goal.
That's nurse practitioner Helena Turner at Fenway Health in Boston. Her clinic gives patients a choice on whether they'd like to be weighed or talk about their weight during their visit.
I tell people, if you want to talk about your weight, we can do that. If you don't want to talk about your weight, that's okay. I'll let you know if I have concerns about health indicators, right? But I'm not going to tell you to lose weight for the sake of losing weight.
There are times when it is medically necessary to get a patient's weight, according to Dr. Tracy Richmond. She's the director of the Eating Disorders Program at Boston Children's Hospital. For instance, if the patient is a growing child or being treated for an eating disorder, it's important to track weight. However,
the kind of belief that every single patient who walks through the door should be weighed every single time, I think is really outdated. Do patients need a weight when they're coming in because they have a sore throat? Probably not.
Weight-inclusive medical care doesn't just have to do with the scale. Rachel Estapa, the yoga instructor, says it begins with establishing a relationship of trust between the patient and the healthcare practitioner.
That sense of being able to talk about your weight in a way that isn't something wrong with you for it, or that it's a problem to be fixed. And that comes down to the skill of the doctor or the practitioner.
She says that kind of approach would make it much more likely that she would seek medical care when she needs it, instead of avoiding the doctor's office altogether. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Hafsa Qureshi.